You know, I know what a good number is, and I know myself, you know. And we're not trying to put anybody in a hospital here, you know, but we don't want, on the other hand, somebody on the phone with Aunt Tilly for 2 hours. And then,
what was the results of your sales volume increase? What was the results of your increase in sales with that work and time put into that?
Well,
what did it pay out,
you know,
versus...
Doing that at SECO is hard to say. It's hard to put a number on it, but I could tell you that business has been doing fine. Business has been doing very well, and knowing where the business is a large part of that. Being able to contact those customers, to me, I guess it'd be nice to know what the
number. So you didn't have any metrics set up to where you could track
sales to those accounts.
Sales to those accounts that you were establishing.
Well, I never did, because our job was to make the calls and to get the records and so on, and then the records go out to distributors and so on. But I do know that regional managers called me up and said, hey, they would go in to put a distributor in a territory. Like, for example, as a result of our calls, in Florida, we never had a sales guy in Florida. So somebody told me we got three down there now. I don't know. Oh, there's one? Okay. We never had a sales guy in Florida. And we geographed all these calls. We found out where all these accounts were, and then we geographed them based on their zip code. So we had little X's and stuff like that, and then we could group them into balls so you could see where these market centers were. And we said, look at all this stuff down in Florida. So we put a guy down in Florida as a result of that. So, you know, I don't know. What's the result of having 170 sales guys? I don't know. You know, it's probably a good thing to do, you know. But, you know, it's not everything can be metriced, you know. Yes?
One of the things I wanted to bring up when I was in machine tool sales, they required us, once a month, 4 hours, telemarketing in the office. And it wasn't totally for sales. Part of it was to clean up the database.
And absolutely.
It took a while to clean up the database. The only way we were going to do it was by phone calls.
Yeah.
And the benefit of it was you got good at it over time.
Yeah, right.
Because first 5 calls of the day sucked. I hated it. But as you started getting into it, you started getting into a flow. And actually what happened was you got better at it as the time progressed, and you actually got more information out of people.
Yeah.
But the main goal, I mean, sales is the ultimate goal, but the goal behind that goal was to clean up the database.
So you can automate some of the contacts to them and so on, and that's really the key. Right.
I got a quick question.
Go ahead.
What if you have 40 accounts? So you could do that in a third of a day? You want to call it?
Well, normally, and I'm not saying this for sure, but normally you could have one account that could be equivalent to 10 accounts. So if you have 40 accounts, you could have actually 400 accounts. And I can tell you that because I used to go down to...
I mean calling wise. I'm saying I do. I go to visit them all, like they're each of them. You know, I know some small accounts, some bigger.
Yeah.
But kind of my time investing is like I can use that your call log kind of as my time where I need to go. You're making calls to these accounts, okay, because you're trying to gain information.
Right? Telephone calls, yeah. Right, you're having someone else do that. But if you
try to...
Right. And if you've got, like, for example, if you're calling a Ford River Rouge plant, I don't see where a telephone strategy is going to help you down there. I really don't know. I would probably think that just being there and going around seeing them is that's certainly better than making a phone call.
Exactly.
But if you got one in the UP and, you know, 3 or 4 out by Lexington, yeah, right. Yes.
Just thinking, you know, I got a new deck. We got some new guys down. I got like 300 D accounts now.
Yeah.
We haven't been contacted in years. It's perfect.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And you'll get business, I guarantee it. And call me and tell me about it, or I'll help you with a script. Okay. Then we got back over here. We talked about using technology to try to help us get contacts with customers. And you can create right in your database, you know, fields for the email, fields for the fax, and a person's name. And you can put them right on the clipboard, as you see here. Here's the three things right on a clipboard. And then you could pop them right in to an email. And we talked about, does anybody remember what this email, the format of that email?
HTML.
So you need to have a website so you can put graphics and stuff on the website. And then you connect the graphics to that site on the website and with a path. And you need an HTML generator, which front page is far and away the standard in the industry, Microsoft front page, to do that. If I were a sales guy out there, I'd be doing this on a regular basis. If I was like a rep, you know, a technical rep that was, you know, had a lot more accounts, and you could be firing them off faxes and emails, be very, very helpful. And I like the idea of using a fax, and this is WinFax Pro, Microsoft Word, because they get a piece of paper. Piece of paper, somebody could write on, Joe, take a look at this, you know, that kind of stuff. And
done, does it do a real seamless mail merge from Outlook? Because I know it does from Mac.
WinFax Pro, you have to have it will connect directly to Access. It'll connect directly to a DBF file, and it will connect to an Excel file. I do not think it will connect to ACT, and it will not connect to Outlook. Oh, it will.
ACT used to, yeah.
Oh, is that right?
2 years ago. About 3 years ago, I used it.
Okay. Yeah. So, but I don't think it connects to Outlook. But, I mean, you know, when you start getting into databases, you know, it's just a couple seconds. You can pull this out of here, drop it in there, and create tables and suck them into one thing and send them out in a heartbeat.
You know, if SQL uses Access for...
I don't think SQL uses Access. I'm pretty sure the people down at SQL know that I do a lot of Access work, but I never got a call, and it really pissed me off.
One, in all our manufacturing, we call it Intel Library, but I don't know what they're doing on the
building. Is that right?
I used to work in a manufacturing, that's why I went and learned it. And I turned on as quality engineer. We set up all our system claims, bin audits, all our systems back there, gauging, all on Access.
Yeah.
That's how we pulled all our records up.
Right?